Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
Hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
And it's Megan Ashley.
And welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, having the tough conversations, and building relationships. Not only romantic relationships, but platonic relationships like ours. This is my best friend of 20 years, baby.
You can do that every time.
What
it's
if they,
like that and we're back?
But,
it's like,
yeah,
gotta,
but like it's like, what if they've never seen, this is their first time ever seeing our faces?
Well, they should go to the first episode, catch up.
Well, we got a real lion. Like a little fish on the hook. I'm trying to get
it's
y'all real
the fish on the hook.
And we are in New York. And we are
in New York. Is that what you were looking for?
I was not expecting that. Alicia? Lil Mama? You remember when she got on stage? They was like,
it was probably top 3 most embarrassing moments in the culture.
Jesus.
I just don't know of anything more, like, uncomfortable.
It's okay.
Not even when Kanye went up and interrupted Taylor, like,
She
when
was like,
Little Mama got up there and was like.
And at the end, they were like, da-dum.
And she said, no, she sat there like, I'm like, why would you do that?
Let's ask her.
Jay-Z said. And looked like
you just wait till we get backstage. I'm gonna hold my composure.
Lord, ooh, what was that like? If I was a Little Mama, I would have walked right to the exit. I would have walked off the stage.
No, not dapping you up.
Just ruined our performance.
Lord, I don't remember. I remember it, but not like
that.
How old were we? That was.
I feel like we were.
That
in
was
high
back
school.
When we were watching like award shows and
yeah,
stuff.
That was a
like
thing.
It was a big deal.
That was a big deal. Beyonce, Little
Mama,
like, no.
You follow me, girl. We love you. You know, I follow you, girl, but bitch. But
old
we are
news,
in New York,
news,
y'all.
News.
Shout out to this space. Our homegirl let us use it. Shout out to Mandy. I love you, bro.
Full Court Studios.
Full Court Studios.
We in Brooklyn. Where Brooklyn at?
Where Brooklyn at?
Okay, so B was talking shit. We're in a bodega. Just to all of our New York
people.
Can we
do people. We're back first?
Go ahead.
What you? I'm so nervous. I'm like, what else can we do? Let's talk about it. New York people going to roast my ass.
I hope y'all eat her.
All right. We're back. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much for doing that for me.
Okay, so we're in a bodega. And we're getting, like, you know, just for our hotel room, we're going to be here for a few
snacks,
days.
Red Bull.
Waters and all that stuff. And I don't know, what was there music playing or something? B was just like, I could never get with hip-hop. I could never connect to hip-hop, New York hip-hop
New
music.
York music, like.
Like drill music. She was like, I can't get to that. And then yeah. She was like.
I was walking down the block. And then it was like,
on my stoop in Harlem.
And don't I was, do New York like
my
that.
My boy came across. I was like, Jesus Christ.
So you don't like how it originated. You don't like how hip hop got started.
I like old school hip hop, like fun stuff. But I'm like, I can't get into like, I'm trying to think of like a New York, like current Jay-Z? New York.
Oh, the drill music.
Yeah, I just can't. I'm
like
from
Fabio. Is that his
no, because he sounds trapped to me.
I mean, he's New York.
Yeah.
And drill music is what, New York, right?
Yeah. That's, yeah. He sounds like trap, like 808s, like.
Pop Smoke is New York. You like Pop Smoke?
No, Pop Smoke is trap. That nigga sound like the Migos.
But I'm saying that that sound specifically is drill. It's not trap. It's drill music and it originates in New York.
Yeah.
So you do like it.
I like trap.
It's not trap music. I'm saying I'm, that.
But that's not the sound I'm talking about, that though. What but I'm
I,
saying
when
is
I asked
like,
you yesterday, you were like, no, I don't like that. I thought you didn't like drill music.
Drill music is like that stuff that sounds like New Orleans. Like,
no, like Pop Smoke.
Oh, he's drill?
Yeah, that sound, like Fabio, like that. What's
it's I
like
don't
a
know
specific...
my genres then. All I was saying was, I don't like, I was walking down the block and that's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about, like, hold on, let me show
you. Sitting on my supermarket. And drill, isn't Asian doll drill? I don't like that.
You don't?
I love Asian doll, but I'm saying drill, like the... Oh. I love Asian doll. Well, she's from Dallas. I like Asian doll's music. But I'm saying, like, the... I don't know. I don't know my genres, y'all. Please do not quote like, me on none of this.
That sound like doom, doom. Like, it's, this is considered drill. The sound of the music. Like, how it.
I like this song. So, this might not be a good example.
Like, doom, doom, doom. Like, you hear yeah. how it has that, like.
Yeah. So, I like this song.
Okay, so this is, so you do
I'm
like
trying to
somewhat
think
of New York. You don't like, you never connected to, like, Jay-Z and Biggie and those type of artists. Because they were like that New
no.
York sound. So you did?
Yeah.
So you don't like how it originated.
Like, or maybe were, like, let me think of like.
I just need a specific person that you're. Yeah. I feel like she just doesn't connect to the old school hip hop. Because like, that's the only ones that were doing.
Like as amazing as Nas is, I don't think I could. I don't listen to Nas.
Got it. Got it.
Like I know he's epic.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know he's
like,
good.
Don't kill me. Nas is top five. God damn it. But, like, listening to a Nas album.
Yeah, it's not your thing.
Yeah. That's even okay. Hove, I guess. Like, I love yeah. certain Jay-Z, but, like, an album.
You just never connected it to it.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I don't know what genre.
I mean, it's a certain sound. Yeah, it's like a New York sound.
New
I
York.
Get it. But you do like drill music, which I believe that drill music yeah. is a New York sound, so you're just finding your way.
I don't know my genres, y'all, but that what? I was. Like, bitch, you don't like 90s. I'm like, because ain't nobody rapping like that now.
I'm like, who is rapping like that right now?
And that's West Coast. That's fucking.
No, it's not. That was your.
No, cruising down the street in my 6'4". I love that. That's like West Coast, though.
Yeah, that is West Coast.
Easy E.
But you, the way you delivered that, like, yeah, I was
sitting on my stoop in Brooklyn. I walked up, I saw a bad little shorty, got on 40. That is like, Jesus.
And then I had to say, what's up?
Like, okay, old school. I don't know. Jesus.
You said Jam Master J. I don't like it.
Funk Flex, sorry. Legends.
Rest Fuck. In peace.
No, they're great.
Jam Master J. Yeah. Rest in peace.
But it's like, I just don't know how to articulate sometime.
It's okay. That's why I'm here. That's why.
See, you're like, let's God, get to it.
When God created you, he had me in mind. He said, you
he
need
don't
an
know
errand.
How to talk.
You need an Aaron. That's Moses and you need Aaron.
Jesus.
I get it.
I like all genres and all artists. What?
Oh, that's what it's called. Boom, boom bap, bap music. You don't like boom bap. You don't like that.
Is that 90s?
What you just said is what you don't.
I was.
Yeah, you don't like boom bap.
Okay.
It's boom bad, not boom bop. Boom bad. You don't like it.
Who do that? Somebody from New York? Mm-hmm. She's like, it's boom bap, son. Yeah. Don't talk about Brooklyn. It's my uncle, yo.
My hair. You can just tell me. It's okay.
She's like,
I'm like, sorry. Is it gone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess I do like some boom bap. Now that I think of
what? What?
Cruising down the street.
So you like it, bitch. You like that.
I love that song. Bumping the bitch. Slapping the hoe. Like, that's a great record. Now, don't try to remake now because you think you're going to get canceled, bitch. Like, I like Boom Bap. I love Boom Bap. Nah, just my top rapper. Y'all come out of nowhere like, really, Nas?
I know, literally. People like, that's so not what offended. I said.
Asian Doll, Nas, Jay-Z, great. I love everybody.
I love them all.
Yeah, so we're in that's New York. Hilarious. Said all that to say, I love all genres.
So we're in New York because you, my friend, had a show premiere last night.
I had
night.
A show. Finding you Happy, you guys. It is out now. Woo! That was
feel?
Fun. I feel good. We celebrated. I got flowers. Megan got dinner.
What? Okay, oh so how do you... We had the premiere in Atlanta that Finding Happy put on. It was beautiful.
It was so nice. I'm glad I took it serious. Yeah. Not anything against, obviously, the people that put on that premiere, but I'd be like, I want any event. I'd just be like, let me throw on some jeans, a nice little pump, do my hair, and I'm like, I need to take this serious.
You looked great.
Thanks.
So how did you feel?
I felt good.
Because you've done filming before. You filmed things before, movies, shows, but...
I was nervous to watch the episodes in front of people. I'm like, let's just all watch them at our privacy of our own homes. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to watch this together. Watch it in your own home. So if you got some shit to talk about, you can talk about it with
and
your...
keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. But it was great. It was so well put together. But I think, like, I'm still maneuvering through events that are about or surrounded around me because... when you're hosting an event or it's about you, it's more stress than just being a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's a fact.
It's a lot. Like, as soon as we walked in the door, it was red carpet, this, that. And we're the type of people, and I'm the type of person that's like, no man gets left behind. So I'm sitting there.
She's very no man gets left behind.
Literally, I don't like that. Like, if I have 10 people with me, you need to have 10 chairs. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm watching the premiere. It started and my people are standing and I'm worried about getting them chairs and press is pushing Ashley around. I'm like, don't do that to her. That's my videographer, you know, and just, you know, so worried about everybody else. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was a great premiere. It was so fun. Yeah. Everybody was there. And and watching myself, like, I was proud of myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have a long way to go as an actress, but I was like, I'm getting a little better.
I mean, you did.
From
phenomenal.
Got the Hookup too.
Jesus.
Rosary, why did you put that out? People like, I was literally in the theater and got the Hookup too, watching the movie, went to go see it. The theater was packed and niggas are like, this some bullshit. This shit trash. I'm like, yeah, my scene's about to come up. Like, it was so, Master P, I'm still mad at you about that.
Do you feel more connected, like, are sensitive to this role because you had a bigger weight of responsibility carrying that role out and it was more like...
I don't think I'm more sensitive because I really did my best.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, like, do you feel more connected to it? Like, more like, this is like...
Yeah, for sure. Because I had to take it like... It was like, okay, if this doesn't do well... You know, like, you're number one. Yeah. So I need you to have your shit together so everybody can fall in line and match your level of whatever.
Yeah.
Energy, you know, acting, whatever it is. So I did feel like it was a lot of pressure.
I feel like you took it very serious. I think this is, like, the first time I saw you take a role serious.
Yeah.
Where you were, like,
you
know, you were on set and you weren't. Like, you weren't irritated or tired.
Yeah.
You were tired, but you weren't, like, complaining.
Yeah.
You were just like, I'll be in, you know, I'm going to sleep for a few hours. I don't have to be, you know. Yeah. Or even when they made you be at set at, like, super early and then you didn't shoot till late. You weren't like, ugh. You were just like, girl.
I think that's where I am, too, in my life with the circle, too. I don't think I would have been not irritated 2 years ago. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was a huge.
Like,
I'm like, how's it going? Yeah. Are you
Megan
okay?
Megan came to say, I'm like, how's everyone doing? I loved the process, though.
Yeah.
And want, I think that comes with wanting to do, like, so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I think like, you did phenomenal. I mean, like, I was watching it.
Megan was watching it, and I was watching her, and she was like.
Literally, like, ear to ear. Just, like, so fucking proud.
And she was asking me ridiculous. Questions. She's like, well. What is Sean doing? I'm like, well, you got to see next week.
No, I'm like fully invested. Because, I mean, I was able to come on and see you do some scenes and like, you know, be a mm-hmm. part of this process mm-hmm. from the promo to, yeah. you know, like.
Everything.
So I've been able to see the behind the scenes.
She did the promo shoot, the behind the scenes, which is on Patreon.
Yes, on Patreon.
But she did that, like put together the, you know, the
But it's just crazy to see the. Act, like I didn't really get to see you act that much when I was there and when I would visit you, but to see it and then like to see you kind of like do natural, like you're not trained to be an actress. You know what I'm saying? So for you to do things that made me fully believe you in that moment, in that scene, I was like, wow, she's like
an actress.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
And then they say like, because I want to take acting classes, and I will take it more serious and get more into it. But sometimes they're like acting classes. When certain people do take acting classes, it changes the way they naturally
respond to a character. Yeah.
So I don't want to be in my head too much about that.
And like, I feel like you naturally responded to Yaz.
Yeah.
Like you really embody that, that character.
Because I can relate. Oof. Yaz is.
Yaz. On her birthday, that was ridiculous. I said, now Yaz.
My cousin was like, I loved it. I just, that wig. I said, well, just look past the wig. She's like, but it wouldn't.
Who said that?
My cousin. She's like, but it wouldn't be bounce if it wasn't a little something. I said, you bitch. My cousin, Nadira. She's like, the wig at the party. I was like, get over it. But yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. All great things start off with bad wigs. Tyler Perry had terrible wigs.
To this day, don't they had?
No, they've gotten a little bit better.
Yeah, their mics used to be right here
on they in between like, the brow.
We can see that, I'm Tyler. Like, and I'm trying to be in the next movie, so I don't give a damn. Put my mic right there,
right there. They went from the it had the little puff thing to the strip mic. I remember. Like, I used to watch all
to the. It's like we can see your mic on your cheek, babe.
You see it.
That is a cheekbone.
But yeah, it was so good. The premiere was amazing. And I was glad that everyone was there. Like, you know, the team was all there and our friends showed up. And
that's why we're in New York, y'all. We're out here.
You have a huge press day.
I have never done Breakfast Club.
Are you ready?
Man, I'm just walking your truth. Be you, walking truth. Truth and light. Truth and light.
I've gotten a whole, like, I've been preparing to prepare you for Tuesday. I've been preparing for at least a week and a half.
What?
To What's prepare Tuesday? You for Tuesday.
Oh, for the press. Oh, got you.
Because I know her. And when I say I know her, I
what I'm gonna be doing?
Know her. And we're all on our period. So there's just.
Thank God by Tuesday, mine will be leaving. But, you know, those
sometimes
symptoms,
it lingers.
Those symptoms stay around. And it's like, what? I was walking. That's all I see when I look at you. Hip hop, drill. <It's> like, we back to that. You remind me of my least favorite hip hop song. It's like, all right, just give her a minute. Let me talk to her. Megan, if you see Megan rubbing my back and I'm smiling,
just know
nothing's. Happy.
I'm not happy about shit.
Yo, tell them about the video at the premiere. Let's get back to that.
First of all.
My wig.
It was so hot in there. I don't think they accounted for how hot it was going to be in there. And what happens is if you don't stay ahead of it, blast the air before people get into a room.
It's too late.
It's too late. If you don't put the air conditioning on before you put...
Yes.
Preheat the stove for Thanksgiving, it's too late.
It's too late.
We're hot.
Get ahead of it.
You have to get ahead of that. That air should have been going all morning, all day. Like, you have to get ahead of that. So it's burning. When I say burning up in here.
I cannot wait to see this video. Megan, when I say Megan is a firefighter, that means she's trying to put out fires left. Fire extinguisher, water, wind. How is this fire going to get out?
Ooh, she's like, okay. Jesus.
There is a video caught on tape, and they trying to get me to do this press on the red carpet, and my wig started here.
And baby, by that the time, thing.
I, baby. That I said, ooh.
That wig was lean with it, rock with it. It was,
it was crip walking to my nape. Ooh. It was trying to get off my head. And they were trying to pull me. You got to find that video, Ash.
Now lean back. I mean, it was.
No, where we were on the carpet. And I said, my wig is falling off. Imani
has
it? Oh,
it's Imani's video.
Damn. I thought she sent it to me.
It's Imani's video. No, it's Imani's video. So we're on the red carpet. And obviously, when you're walking a red carpet.
You have to smile.
You have to. Right. You have to be happy. They're taking your picture. But they're also people want to do interviews.
They probably got so many pictures of me irritated.
And B is like. Okay. She's like, I'm kind of off to the side. And she's like. So I don't know who said something like, B needs you. I walk over to her. And she's like. My wig is coming off. And they're like, we need you to do this interview. And she's like, and I'm trying to, she's trying to answer
oh,
them.
Right here,
I'm
Megan,
trying to
look.
Answer them. Can we please insert the video into the, can we please?
I was so, because I'm trying to tell you, I just need a second. They're still pulling me. I'm like, let me just tell them. I said, my wig is falling off. Like, let me just tell you what is going
so you
on.
Can get off
Look
my
at
back.
Us. This is us.
I'm like, and then she, I'm trying to prevent her from saying her wig is coming off. So I'm like, we just need a minute. She just needs to go to the bathroom. Just give us a second. And B says, my wig is coming off. And I'm like, no, you didn't have to say that. I had it. You didn't need to.
Megan's like, she just. The whole video, Megan is done. Dun, 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 dun.
Fucking Beethoven in this bitch. I'm like, yeesh. Oh, Lord. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, she's about to explode. Give us a minute. She's about to lose it on y'all.
This whole fucking.
This whole thing is about to be on the shade room, bitch, in a minute. Whoa, y'all have no idea what I have to go
through. I said, just give me a second. My wig is falling off. Is that what you want? Is that what you want to hear? Give me a minute. Jesus. And went back to the bathroom, came back out. It was still sliding.
Y'all, we had to use eyelash glue. Not once, but twice to glue her wig down.
It was nothing but glue on my forehead. Not a wig in sight. Just glue.
Every time that wig got on there, the second we walked back out, that thing said,
I was like, it's good, it's good.
That moisture in the air.
Is it? It kept popping.
And it's like, Atlanta, now y'all know this room was about to be full of lace fronts. You didn't need to do that.
That video, we have to insert that video.
That is hilarious.
It's just.
That was crazy.
Jesus, an example. That is our friendship. Megan putting out fires and me about to explode.
Me starting it and her putting it out. Me starting it, her. Me lighting it, her.
Literally.
Me lighting it, blowing it, and her trying to get. I'm like, Jesus. No, but I feel like we do that both for each other. I feel like there have been times where I'm about to be.
No,
and you're
for
like,
sure.
It's okay. Everything's fine.
What does Megan say that?
It's fine. It's okay. Yeah. You're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay.
You're
okay.
It's your, the you're okay. It's like, yeah. And I am. You're right. She's like, you're okay.
You're fine.
It's fine. I'll be about to break down.
But that's my go-to in any crisis. The plane could be going down. I'm like, we're fine.
Pray.
No, seriously. And I think it's because I was, when I was a stay-at-home mom, that was all I would say to myself all the time. And I felt like I was going crazy. And I'm like, it's okay. It's all right. And that's how I felt like I calmed myself down. When you have three under four,
Lord,
and they're all screaming.
Toddlers.
And two need to be changed at the same time.
Jesus.
And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. We're okay. Meanwhile,
playing in boiling water.
No, seriously. And I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. I'm like stirring a pot of soup from the last 45. It's okay.
It's that we're fine.
It's like, bitch, we're not fine.
Something is going on.
But no, that's like my go-to. I feel like it's like, nobody wants to hear chaos when they're chaotic.
Yes. Yeah.
You want to hear like, it's okay. Like a calm.
Yeah, calming.
Yeah. But yeah, the premiere was great. I'm so proud of you.
Thank
it's going to be amazing. There's definitely going to be a season two.
Yeah. It's going to
open up
the doors.
Ashley has already gotten herself in the show somehow.
Kendra's like, let me write that in. Yeah.
Shout out to Kendra. I love her.
Yeah, Kendra. She was on our episode, I think 26.
And the whole crew was just amazing.
Yeah, like, yes. It's all about, like, everybody behind the scenes production. Cedric the Entertainer,
yeah.
Thank you. You know, he wasn't there, but I think he lives in L.A. He's just amazing. He believed in me. He affirmed me. And, yeah, everybody was great.
Yeah.
Every single person.
Do you feel like now that you've gotten that kind of bug in you, you want to do more serious acting more than comedy? Because this is a comedy too.
It is a comedy, but there was moments in there that was like, it pushed me to let me know, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
If I can do that, if I have it in me.
What do you feel the most like electric in? Like when it's comedy or when it's like a serious like scene?
Probably serious, because I haven't perfected that yet,
and it makes you pull more.
And it shows me like more of what I can do.
Yeah,
like one of the scenes where I had to cry or whatever, I was like, damn, I did it. Like, if I can do that, I can do it.
Yeah,
I can do it again.
Yeah,
I can pull again. Like, so it made me excited to explore that more.
Yeah That's cool.
So yeah, that was fun. But we are in New York, y'all. We got a lot to do up here. Oh, before we came up here, I was doing Wildin' Out.
You were filming Wildin' Out while you had to do the premiere, yeah.
Literally. And I couldn't go. Kevin Hart was on. I was so excited.
I know.
But it's okay.
You guys shot two seasons.
Two seasons. We shot season 19 and season 20. Knocked it out.
And how many seasons is this for you? Nine or eight?
Damn. Probably eight or nine. Yeah. Eight or nine. I don't remember.
Is that weird that I always do the high number than the low number? It's a little dyslexic, right?
You always do that?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like 20 or 12?
I mean, don't do me.
Is it a 12 or 20?
Yeah, I always put like the larger number than the lower number.
Because it's like shoot for the stars.
I mean, I don't know if that's my logic. I just don't know why my brain works that way.
Yeah, I think it's like 8 or 9.
How did you feel doing this season?
Good. I felt the same. I feel like we come in, we kill it. Like, it's the best thing about Wildin' Out is the community.
You're like, with your friends.
Yes. Yeah. We just love the environment. Mm-hmm. It's a fun work environment. Mm-hmm. Like, even, you know, like DC or whoever, everybody's not going for the money. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going, we already have the platform. It's like DC's been on there for I don't know how many seasons, but we just love the family vibe of it.
Yeah.
Like, Wildin' Out is just so. It's a great work environment.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's exciting. We get to get up there and make fun of each other and roast each other. And one of the best things that I love about Wildin' Out, some people, I mean, it can get below the belt. Like, it can get there. Like, we've definitely had moments where people, like, can't handle it or, you know, have cried or even in workshops.
Cried?
They get in workshops, yeah.
Ooh, really? Like, because they were mad?
You remember when, who was on there? The girl that... Not Iggy Azalea, but Azalea Banks.
Yeah. Jesus. Please.
DC said, well.
Please.
Well, you shouldn't have came on the show. Whatever. But, you know, but it can get below the belt sometimes. And we do have moments where people get into it, but it's like a family. We make up and kiss and hug at the end. But I love that you can make fun of things on platform and national TV that people got picked on or bullied on and you make light of it and you love them through that. Like, I see it in such a positive light. Like, when I was chubby, you think they wasn't making fun of me? What? They said B. Simone was the rookie. She came back looking like she ate a whole box of cookies. I said, moo.
You said moo?
I said, ooh.
Oh.
About to bust right out of that belt. I was like, well, let me suck in. You know, but they, you know, they gonna roast your ass. But it's like, if you don't like it, lose weight. You know?
Oof. I just cannot endure DC and Carlos roasting me for
every time
an
DC
hour.
Sees me. Hey, twin. I'm like, I don't look like you. Ugly? He's like, yeah, twin. You're ugly. every day. But I see it in a way, it's like you can come and make light of that. And everybody has flaws. Mm-hmm. We could talk about, go down the line, every single person has a physical flaw that we point out. Mm-hmm. Every single person, whatever it is, but we're all the same. It's fun, it's exciting, and I loved Wild 'N Out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always happy when you do Wild 'N Out. You're like, should I do it again?
I'm like, should I go back? You're like, yes, go back.
Go.
It's lit. We shoot so many episodes, 3 to 4 episodes in a day, y'all, to get y'all seasons. In like 2 weeks, we shoot a whole season. So in season 20.
That's crazy to me.
The first season of Wild 'N Out, we're 32, was when I was 15. 15? Like, that is a big deal.
And just think about your life at 15. Think about where you were at 15.
Watching the show.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Did you ever, like, think I would be on that show one day?
No.
That's just crazy.
And just, like, watching Martin, like, oh, watching Martin with Granny at 8. Like, you're going to open up
for him.
And then
we're at his house hanging out.
That's crazy. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Sometimes I'm like, what is life? You know? But I think about, like, what is life? And then I'm also like, thank God that it happened the way it did, because mm-hmm. it doesn't move me. It moves other people. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're saying the lifestyle we have, or like certain things?
We're not itching to be at a party or a club or a crowd or a group.
Last night, we were like, we can go get this table, go to this hookah lounge. Like, it's going to be popping. It's rolling loud out here. Like, everybody's going to be out. After dinner, we was like, I want to just head on back to the room. Like, we just be relaxing, eating. We want good food, good energy. And, you know, certain places we have to go and network, and we want to go, but we're not itching to just be in the mix.
I think we're more, like, intentional.
For no
like
purpose.
If it doesn't have a purpose, then it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not
in
that.
You know what you really want to do.
Yeah.
Is take that makeup off.
Yep. And lay down.
Or just like what we did after the premiere. Like, we didn't really stay super long because your wig was coming off, so she couldn't.
Okay.
That thing was Jesus. I mean, when I say lifted, it was John Legend lifted. And her hair, y'all, is so thick and curly up under there. Even the damn cap was lifted. I said, ooh, she sweated that thing out.
Okay.
I have to get them to understand how severe this was.
You need Gorilla Glue.
It was crazy.
And people snapping. Imagine your wig up here, off your forehead, and people are snapping pictures.
Y'all see how curly her hair is? Imagine the cap was rested right on top. And then the lace was right on top of that. That's how it was.
Yeah, she was saying after.
Afterwards, we went back to her hotel, because for Wild 'N Out, they make you stay in a hotel mm-hmm. the whole time. And, you know, you took your makeup off. We put sweats mm-hmm. on and just laughed and ate and went to eat 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sit in the car and vibe.
And talk and laugh.
So, rather do that than go to a club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was fun. That was a good time. Oh, something interesting did happen. Excuse me. When we went to get food after the premiere, when we were sitting in the car, mm-hmm. remember that drunk guy came up to my car window?
Oh, yeah.
And he was kind of, tell he was kind of saucy.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was like slurring his words and, you know, and he's trying to interact, you know, but he wasn't being mean or
disrespectful.
He was just feeling himself. Yeah. And I think he was a little tipsy or whatever. And he was like, take my number down. So I pull out my phone. Like I'm putting the number in and I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
But he's like sitting right there looking at
it. So my dumb ass, I'm like, call him. Call it so he could save it. Megan's like, I'm going to kick your ass. What is it?
It's like, why would you say that?
I'm like, no, call him so you can make sure he has it.
That's so fucked up.
That's not what you do to your best friend.
You don't do that.
I was like, yeah, call him though.
That's
right,
okay, because next time he's like, yeah, I'm going to just give somebody randomly your number.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yo, my best friend's been looking at you for a while. And she said, hit her up.
And I'll be like, okay, send me a picture of what you look like. Like, this bitch. I just made an ugly face for the people that aren't on YouTube.
But anyway, V said something like, after he walked away, because he's like, you gonna hit me, right? You gonna hit me, right? And I'm like, yeah, have a nice day, you know? And B's like, man, I would have been like, cut that off or something like that. Like, I could, you know, and I was like, you know, honestly, lately I feel like I have to be real intentional about how to reject a black man.
And we talked about that for a minute. I loved that.
You know what I mean?
I've like, never, ever looked at it like that.
I feel like
ever
men are, you know, I think that they're used to approaching women. That's, you know, some men, most men, I feel like that's what they do. They approach women, right? But I'm like, think about for a black man how much constant rejection they get on a daily basis. I don't know what that's like. I'm not a black man. I know as a black woman, I feel rejected in a lot of ways. Yeah. And I feel that. So I can only imagine how that might feel for a black, man. But I'm just like, the last thing I feel like a black man needs
is a black woman rejecting him.
Yeah. When it's not called for.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because there's boundaries.
Right.
You're not going to be disrespectful to me and me just allow you to do that. Right.
And he wasn't.
Whatsoever. But if you're being nice, like if a guy approaches you and he's like, nice. Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing? You look nice.
Yeah.
It's okay to say thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And you look nice too. Pay him a compliment back.
Yeah. You know I knew that, but then a lot of guys, they take it so far. It's some like, now guys you're trying to have a 30-minute conversation.
Some people don't know when to read the room.
You're following me through Target.
And I didn't ask for that.
But yes, I do agree with you. I do. But there's balance on both
There's
ends,
balance on both ends.
But I do agree
ends.
With you. That made me look at it very different.
Because I'm just like, how? And it's like,
just, not just to instantly snap and reject.
Yeah, because I'm just like, I don't ever want a black man to be in my presence and not feel accepted.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I just don't. And I may not agree with you, and I may not like how you do things, but, like, I don't want you to feel rejected by me.
Yeah.
But I also have my boundaries.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's you're not going to be you're not going to be disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
But I don't want that first interaction to feel like, damn, I was just trying to open the door for you.
Right.
And that, and, like, women, we also have to be aware of that. You know, when to, it's just the door.
Let him open it.
It's just
as he should.
As he should.
As he should.
That's what he should do. He should open the door.
He should
for
open
you.
The door.
Yeah.
He should be nice.
He should say you look nice.
Yeah. He should compliment you.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing
it's like that's
that
okay to
do.
Say
yeah.
that. It's okay, and it's okay to say thank you back and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And men, on the other hand, if a woman is not engaging with you and she's like, thanks, have a good day, and you're still trying
don't
to talk,
drag it.
Please don't drag it. Because now you put me in a position to have to hurt
now
your feelings, and I don't want to do that.
That'd be mean. No. No.
No.
I gave somebody my number last night.
You did. Did he text? Jesus.
I texted him last night, though. We texted last night.
Oh, you texted last night?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I was like, this is Braylon, blah, blah, blah.
What'd he say?
Nice to meet you.
What else?
I don't remember. It was, we didn't talk yet.
All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But I like the way he approached me. That's why I gave him my number.
So we were. What did he look like though? First,
because
I didn't see it. I was sitting at the table.
You know, it was so dim and towel.
That's where you can get away with anything.
That wig could have been lifted, and I would have just sat there in towel.
In towel,
you can get away with anything.
It's dark.
Pickpocketing,
cheating. It's dark in there. If your man said he went to towel,
ooh,
with who?
Right. Watch out for that. Well, we was both coming out the bathroom, like the women and men or whatever. And we was coming out, and I was dancing in the mirror.
He saw you dancing in the mirror?
Yes.
Jesus.
Dancing in the mirror.
But what kind of dancing? Like,
you
were being stupid. What the fuck is this?
But he still asked me my number. It's like, all right, you accept me.
You think I'm weird.
I like that you saw me creep.
You like my weirdness. Okay.
No, he just asked. He held out his hand. He introduced himself. He said, my name is blah, blah, blah. I don't remember the exact detail, but he asked for my number. And then I said, well, why should I give you my number? He's like, why shouldn't you? And I didn't have an answer for that. So he stumped me.
Wow.
I was like,
I would have had at least 10 reasons why.
Fearful. That's the only reason I could think of, as polite as you are. Fear. And I'm not going to live in fear. So 469.
Oh, relax.
I'm sorry.
I'm like.
826. 2222.
I hope that's not someone's number. I'm sorry if it is.
Text me right now. Somebody about to get all these texts. Like, it is me, small. But yeah, I gave him my number.
I love that. I think you should start doing that more. I want to see you date.
Yeah, you and me both.
No, what, I think that is going to take your effort.
Well, have to be where about men are.
Yeah, that's what
the bathroom. Bitch, if I didn't have to pee, I would have been at a table with y'all. See? Like, we need to go to, like, sports events.
Yeah.
Right?
We did go to an event where there were men.
Oh.
In Chicago.
What? That was a great event.
Yeah. 120 Live. So E.T. Good. Eric Thompson. Is it Thomas? Thomas.
E.T. Jesus. Eric Thomas.
Why did I say Thompson?
I get it.
Is that our teacher's name, Mr. Thomas?
Mr. Thomas. Thomas.
I'm getting them. But yeah, E.T.
Eric Thomas. Yeah.
E.T.'s event.
Yeah.
E.T.'s CJ, who are like mentors to us. Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Man.
You it's just
Inky.
Like,
I need you to hear Inky speak.
I know. Why do I always miss
it? I'm like, Megan, because she always handling business. She had to run out on a call.
Two calls, and Lord.
Talking to the tour people.
Yeah, so I had to miss that part, but
we saw a great. It was still great.
Yeah, we saw right when we got there. Tabitha had just got on. Tabitha Brown, which you guys know, we love Tab.
We text her. She was like, "I missed y'all."
Yeah, so she was great. Man, she said so many good things, like so many nuggets.
Yeah.
And then who was after her?
Dang, I don't know his name.
Jen was after her.
Oh, she was great.
She was great. Yeah. I don't know her last name, but Jen was amazing.
She was good. she had us. She had us close our eyes and like imagine our lives. She had us do this.
We were sleepy.
What is it?
Visualization.
A visualization thing, and niggas was dozing off.
Ashley,
I was like, cracked her head. That Ashley was like, ooh.
I cracked my head forward a little bit, and I was like, ooh.
Keep it visualizing, but that was a good like.
I just think if you're going to do a visualization.
It has to be quick.
Yeah. Anything over 2 minutes,
I'm napping.
Baby, you know how quick it is for me?
Jen, we are 32. That is nap time. That sounded like a sound bowl healing.
I said, ooh, Jesus. I said, all right.
I put my hands up like this. I said, all right, I see my husband now. We about to get
in
the bed.
I see my bed, my sheets. Ooh, Jesus.
Me and my husband about to cuddle.
It would feel good.
Ooh, it feel good. Booty on his thigh. Yeah, she was good. And Tab was talking about, you're so stupid.
You said booty on his thigh. That was funny.
You know when you make that little cup? Ooh, Jesus. I said the thigh, but we know what it is really on. Trying to be appropriate. Because this event was Christian-based. Ooh, when you turn. Oh, and you cup. It's like that cup.
I get it.
And you just. That arm, but then it gets hot. It'd be like, ooh, get off me. It's 2 a.m. now. I'm sleep. You can roll on to your side. I just needed you to doze off. I don't need you. Oh, sweaty, clammy. Your big ass arm, all that working out. On my stomach? Heavy. But I do miss that. I take the clammy. If it's true love.
Gas ain't always greener on this side, right. I guess.
Clammy me. You know.
I can't deal with that. That was crazy.
Jesus. But Tabitha did say, you know, not conforming. We could talk about that. I love that about her because she talks about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just being like people, you know, trying to change her in the industry. And she's just like, that's a hard no. I don't care how much money. That's the main thing. When people ask me advice to people, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just be you. You don't have to be perfect. Be yourself, flaws and all. And then the right people will come along. Whoever accepts you, they accept you. Whatever money you lose or whatever opportunity you lose, you're not technically losing, something else will come where you can be you 100%.
Yeah, for
Tabitha
sure.
talks about that a lot.
Because it's not worth getting to like whatever you perceive success to be
and
then be unhappy.
And
you
keeping
know?
Up that facade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one advice that I love that you gave a long time ago. I don't know if we were at like a comedy club and someone had asked or if it was a panel, someone asked you like what would be your advice on for like content creators, and you were like, be you, because whatever you introduce your audience to is what they're used to, and it's so hard to
get away from that,
you know what I mean? Like if you really aren't, let me ask you this, if a girl is like an Instagram girl, mm-hmm. Instagram model, and she, you know, body done and is overly sexual on her page.
Yeah.
But then frustrated that people only want to see her in that way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, well, if that's what you presented to them, that's what they...
It's just like
not
a
that
man,
you can't change your mind, but
sure.
you can't expect everyone to accept that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. It's like, that's what you introduce us to. That's what all I know. That's all I know. Mm-hmm. Like a man with his money and his cars and his... First date, where's the Ferrari? Like, that's all I see on your page. Mm. Like, where, y'all know you ain't picking me up in a Honda. Like, I expected this luxury life. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. But that's just how you perceived yourself. So, yeah, I feel like showing your truth. And, you know, some of that is for entertainment. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not who she is, but that's how you're making your money. Once again, you can't be mad that people are perceiving you that way. That's why I was like, okay, whoever you are, show that, and it's easier to keep that up than a facade.
Yeah.
Like, y'all gonna see me with no makeup, with looking crazy in the bed, but you'll also see me glammed up. There's a time and a place, but I thank God that I let my followers see both. Mm-hmm. So now I don't always have to be glam and this and that. Like, y'all gonna see me in a hoodie, some sweat, some... You get both.
And you've been like that. You've been like that since the beginning.
Yeah.
Turn up, funny.
Yeah.
But you've always had this, like... deeper part of you that you've exposed to your audience. So being this way now isn't like a shock for them.
Yeah,
used being like that.
Yeah, but I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
100% agree.
You got to keep it up.
You got to keep it up. And I think the biggest like takeaway for all of us sitting there was after Jamal spoke. I don't know his last name. Jamal King.
Shout out to Jamal King, E.T., CJ, Jen, Tab. It was just inky. And those are the only people we saw.
Yeah. I am just blown away. I was just like, I don't think y'all understand how like impactful what he's doing is right now. Like, he talked about his journey, and then he talked about like how it started and him and his wife, and then, you know, then there was a moment where he brought his wife out and he talked to her.
He talked to her directly.
Yeah. He said, I want you to see what all your sacrifice was for. Like, Lord, what have mercy. You know what I mean?
That was just her, like, for him to
and get, he thanked to, her yeah, publicly. He didn't shy away from how hard it was on her, how, you know, how much she did have to sacrifice, how much he was like, you believed in me when nobody believed in me. Like, when I had, you know, nothing. I just thought that was just the most beautiful, because I can only imagine.
Ooh. And through his whole speech, it was always like, yeah, when me and Camille, it was never me. Me, I remember her name. He said it so much.
Her name was Camille. I just loved that.
I loved it.
I loved how he, and what was crazy is he had that mentality in his 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a police officer reading books about real estate on his free time. Not even on his free time, in the patrol car, reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real estate books and flipping properties and doing it on a smaller level. Yeah. While he was working a 9-to-5, basically. He said he was making $35,000 a year as a cop.
Crazy. Crazy. Now you're probably getting 30 bands for a 30-minute speech.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, And then you're taking, think about that, $35,000, and you're still living off of that and investing that money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, That was just
playing,
so...
He was playing the long game at a young age, and he really believed.
And he believed in it.
I'm getting him confused with... No, that was who wrote the letter to God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm like, that's not... Yeah,
because he brought his wife out, he talked about the story of them. They have two daughters, and this was just like...
Lord have mercy. The cherry on top.
I think we were all like... Trying not to break down, because we were like, our makeup!
Literally.
But... They have two daughters, and they were believing. He really wanted a son.
Bad.
Like, he really wanted a son.
He wasn't giving up on it.
At all. He was like, I believe that I want this, and I believe that God's going to give it to us. And not only did this man write a letter to God.
In his 20s.
And it was just a beautiful letter.
It started off
so articulate, so beautiful.
Perfect,
And raw and real, which I loved. But this man built a nursery.
For a boy that he didn't have. Mind you, they've been trying to have a boy for 7 years. His point was, don't worry about the opinions of others, because opinions are not factual. You know, like, 7 years they try to have a baby boy.
Seven. And during that 7 years, you build a nursery and you put the baby's name on the wall. Jamal Jr. Was it Jamal Jr.?
Jeez, I don't remember.
I think it was a junior, right?
Yeah.
But he wrote his son's name on the wall.
Bought all boy clothes.
He put a urinal in the bathroom. This is what's how specific he... And this is what... This is the thing that is like...
I get it.
You got to be very specific with God.
You have to believe.
And believe it.
Be detailed.
And be...
You know how much happened that was on my vision board? And I was like, well, I did say that. I just wasn't detailed.
You got to be specific.
Specific.
And then, and me and kind of, you know, because we've had children, I know what it's like to, like, when I was trying to have Caleb, I know what that year process was like for me. And that was only a year of disappointment, of getting my period and being like... Ugh. Dang, I really thought. Or being like 2 days late and being like, oh my gosh, I could be. And then it comes and it's like, I could not imagine seven years. And walking past a nursery.
Every day.
Seeing that.
And literally, like y'all, in the spiritual world, that's all manifestation is. When you hear me say the word manifestation, for me, the definition is literally... having faith and walking in that. Mm-hmm. It's a belief. It's not this wizardry and all that. That's all it is. Faith without works is dead. He believed and he did the work showing God that that's what he wanted. He was ready for it. And that's all it is. Literally speaking it into existence and living his life as if it was already done.
Yeah. Because
it's done.
Because it was already done. That's the beauty of it. It's like, it goes back to what I say all the time privately to y'all. Like when God is like, who do you say that I am?
Yeah.
Like it's not so much like when we talked about Jesus sleeping on the boat in the middle of the storm. It's like, you think I'm worried
about all
what
this?
I got control over? Yeah. You think I'm worried about waves that I can stop at any moment? Wow. With the sound of my voice, I can make all this
stop.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about if you believe that I can make it stop.
Wow.
It's not about if I can make it stop. Do you believe that I can make it stop? Do you believe that I put that desire in your heart to have a son? Do you believe that? Do you believe that that's real, that I showed you that? Do you believe it? And I want to see how much you believe it.
That's crazy.
I'm going to see if I can trust you with that. You know what I'm saying? Like that, because you can want it all day, but can I trust you with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you prove yourself trustworthy when you stay committed to what you believe.
To stay committed to what you believe.
To what
no
you
matter
believe.
What. Yeah.
Faith no over what. Little makes you ruler over much. I need you to be faithful
over this.
Over this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want a Mercedes so bad, but you treat your Toyota like shit. Well, why would I trust you with a Mercedes if you can't even keep this Toyota up?
Yeah. It's way cheaper. Yeah.
You can't even do this.
Yep.
Do you know the maintenance on a Mercedes?
Right. Right. Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you need to be faithful over this.
Yeah.
Be faithful over the vision.
Yeah.
Be faithful over the commitment. Be faithful over the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, because if you believe it, if you see it, it exists. It's already done.
It exists. And that's what he was saying. He's like, the evidence is there.
It's there.
When you have the evidence, he said they used to walk by, him and his wife used to park their car in rich neighborhoods and walk down the neighborhood. He's like, if I see people coming out of these houses that look like me, the evidence is there.
It can happen.
There are black millionaires. There are black billionaires. There are successful black people that aren't living in poverty. There are healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I looked at him. When he brought his wife on stage, I said, baby, the evidence is there.
She literally said, I'm deleting every number out of my phone.
What?
She said, because for what?
It exists. Ladies, it exists.
If that's what you want, why am I even worried? Like, why am I going to keep entertaining?
Why?
When that exists?
When that exists, when a man like that exists, he's writing God letters in his 20s. You're writing God a letter, and he signed it. He said, please put a son in my husband.
He said now.
He said this month.
This month. That's crazy.
Put it in her stomach this month. He wrote God a letter. He pulled it up on the screen. If that exists, why am I? The evidence is there. Yeah. If I have the evidence, I know it exists. I cannot settle for anything less than that. A God-fearing man that is faithful, that is honest, that is trying, that is putting his family and his union with his wife before God first. It exists.
It exists.
And you got me fucked up if you think I'm not going to have that.
Or that I'm going to settle for anything less than that.
Correct.
Because even if I don't have that, that's what I want, and I'm not settling for less than that.
Period. Period. Because I'm at, literally yesterday, y'all, my friends got me flowers. Megan paid for dinner. She took me to dinner. As soon as I got those flowers, I looked at Ashley. I said, a nigga for what? Like, if it's not that, what exists, my friends give me everything, the love, the fulfillment, my career. I'm so happy in this element of my life with my platonic relationships. That's why this is so important to show people, like, this is just as important as romance.
Mm-hmm.
But a man for what? If I'm not going to say for what. I know
like
why.
They're not needed. They are needed.
Of course they're needed in the right capacity when that exists. And I have that evidence that exists. Yes, for that. But if it's not that and it's lower than that, then for what?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, no.
Yeah.
That exists.
That exists.
It exists. I believe it. You know? And he was a beautiful example of that.
But all of the men up there.
All of them. E.T., CJ.
And they're married to black women.
Ooh.
And are successful. And I told y'all that the other day. I was like, yo, the biggest flex
is
being a black man having a successful relationship with a black woman. That is the biggest flex to me.
A healthy relationship.
A healthy relationship where y'all really like there's purpose and vision and like partnership and like y'all love each other, y'all understand each other.
That's how we look at Toby and Fat.
Like, that is a flex.
Yeah,
to
that's
me.
A flex.
You cannot talk to me if I'm walking by a man that supports me, that loves God, supports me, is emotionally available, communicates. Even if he fucks up, he tries to get it right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a human.
He's a human.
We're not saying these relationships are perfect. We don't know the depths of what they're going through.
He's intentional.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a... That's a flex. You know how much of a...
What?
Of a security and rest as a woman...
I can just...
Woo-wee!
Trust. What? Trust. Let you lead. Sit there and be like, he got it. And I will support in every way I can as his spouse, as his wife, as his woman... But he got it.
Let me trust him. Let me tell you something, man. If you show up for a woman, and when I mean show up, I mean like being intentional.
Yeah.
If you're dating her and you're just being intentional, or you're married to her and you're being intentional, you really love her and you're trying and you're, you know what I'm saying? Like you're really putting the work in. There is not, unless she's just a fucked up woman.
Right, right, right.
But like the women I surround myself with.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you would need.
Nothing. 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 And the cycle has to stop because when you're a great guy, women this and women that, it's just like girls. Well, niggas ain't shit and niggas this and niggas that. You're not, there's a disconnect with the type of people you're choosing.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
And you're like, the common denominator in all your relationships.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that, like, be careful, great men out there chasing these Instagram girls or girls that just want you for what they see on social media. And same with women too. Stop chasing the guy that has all the money, that's just this, that's that, and he ain't got no morals and values. Mm-hmm. And the girl that just looks good but ain't got no sense. But
you really in love with your homegirl who you talk to on a daily basis and the first person you run to with all your issues, but because she doesn't maybe look like
meet this aesthetic or whatever. You know,
That was a whole thing on social media this week, too. Like, somebody had talked about a certain aesthetic or a vibe that they want out of a woman in order to for them to go to the club with them or something like that. It was I don't remember who or what, and it's not important, but just that idea does exist.
It exists.
It doesn't matter who said it. That's a thing.
It's a real thing.
That's a real thing. Like, girls literally
are around other women for the way they physically
look. They got best friends that they wouldn't bring to the club.
Lord have mercy. That ain't your best friend.
People that watch their kids, like...
Lord have
mercy.
Need
you in a bind, that's who you go to, that you won't bring to the section because they don't look...
A certain way.
A certain way.
Yeah.
And I believe that men do that too. They have to have women that look a certain way.
Absolutely.
But then you go home every night and you're miserable.
Miserable. You're not fulfilled.
You're not fulfilled.
They're not helping you walk in your purpose. They're not affirming you. They're not supporting you.
And just like we saw the evidence of the type of man that we admire.
Yeah.
And the same thing exists.
Yeah.
There are women who exist that will do the right thing, that will support you and hold you down and do all
and
of that.
And believe in you and support your purpose and your passion. And putting yourself in those rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Like we get to see that. Because we were there.
We were invited to come, but we weren't like...
On the panel. We were sitting right out there.
We paid to go.
We bought our flights. We bought our hotel. We came to support, Chicago to support. Because we love what they're doing as Black men and you know, the message they're putting out and everything they represent on that level.
And as working partners, we're like... They're like the male version of what we're trying to...
The female version we're trying to be.
Yeah.
Like, looking at that. But putting yourself in those rooms. Like, of course, like, you keep finding the same type of man because you keep giving your number out at the strip club.
Oof.
Like...
Jesus.
Let's go to a conference. Let's go to a sports game. Let's go
to a
museum.
Let's go
to
a ballet. Yeah, museum. Yeah.
Like, me, Ashley, that was fun. But we... Well, demonic. I'm not going... We did have some revelations. We was like, oof. But... Put yourself in different environments, you know, if you want a different type of person, you know, and you want to become a different type of person to attract. Like, I'm trying to be a better woman. I'm trying to prepare to be a wife. I don't think I'm ready to be a wife right now. Like, let me go see what these wives doing.
Like, you could be sitting up under Camille.
Literally, Tab, Camille, like, you know, Megan, like, y'all are...
Don't sit up under me.
Well, you know, oof. You're still a wife.
Don't sit up under me.
You're learning to grow. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1. But be around people that you strive to be like, even if it's your future self, even if it's your future you, I would love to, you know, be on that level. I'm not there yet, but I see my future self being there. So
yeah, I think it's really important to live a life in service to the future you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you are always in service to the future you, yep. and make decisions that align with the future
and
you.
Serve that.
If it doesn't serve that you,
that end goal,
then
what? For what?
For what?
For what?
For what?
You're wasting time, energy, effort, relationships with people that are just
for what?
Yeah.
Oof.
For what?
Yuck. Ewy. Oh, our spirit be so disturbed. We be like, ooh.
Lord.
Last night.
We had to pray over Ashley in the middle of the street of New York. I'm over here like, God, remove any negative energy, any spirits, anything in the name of Jesus. I cast it out. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Go.
We was praying over her in the middle of the street in New York last night.
Yep. Two shots in. And I was praying.
And I was praying.
Yeah.
Praying, baby.
And I meant that. I sobered up real quick. I said, not today and not tomorrow.
What happened?
I said, hold on.
The lady, real
quick. I said, who put what on you?
A real quick backstory. White lady walking down the street. It was weird. It was so weird.
That demon made sure I didn't see it.
Made sure you didn't see it.
Because I did not see her.
That demon.
No, for sure it was a demon. That demon didn't want me to see it.
I saw it. Ashley was facing me. Megan was to my left. And I was standing in front of Ashley. This lady came up with It's this. She didn't have to do that. It wrapped.
Ooh.
It was a stuffed toy animal.
Don't do that.
And she was being weird, and she laid the animal's arms on Ashley's back. But it was her vibe. Like, the way she looked at me and then took it off, and Ashley turned around, and she, like, slithered off into the night. I was like,
was
what
demonic.
The fuck kind of sorcery did you just put on my friend? And Ashley turned around and saw the thing.
She said, pray for me. I need somebody to pray for me right now. I said,
Megan missed the whole thing.
I didn't. You just felt it.
But when it came off, it felt heavy. And you turned around and she was taking it off of you. And Ashley was like, she just put that thing on my back. Ashley said, I need y'all to pray for me right now.
And I was like,
me
what?
And Megan bust right out into prayer.
I said, you got to go. You gotta go.
I don't even know how we got
there. She said she put it on. I said, she ain't put nothing on you. I said, you gonna test it. We ain't doing that.
She said, she ain't put nothing on you. But that was
it burns me. Ooh, I don't like when demons try to play.
Like,
I don't like that. It's
around
like,
here,
don't
not around
don't
here.
Do that.
Spirits be vexed. We be like, ooh. But
it's like, don't let me get in my zone. It's like that feeling.
Don't let me
it's
get
like,
in my
it's
zone.
Like that kind of, like, don't. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird. Mm. But that conference
was
amazing.
Yeah, the conference was amazing.
Inky. Oh, my gosh. Inky. I think his last name is Johnson.
Yeah.
Inky Johnson. Amazing. He spoke last before we left. And he was as well just as great. Just talking about his life with his accident. He got hurt when he was an athlete and talked about his story and how he made it through all of that. And just really, like, not stopping in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you already in the storm.
You already
It's
here.
Already raining. Why I'm going to stop in the storm? Push through that. He said an eagle looks at the storm in the eye of the storm. It takes the storm on head on and figures out ways to soar above it.
Mm.
So, you know, his message was amazing, too.
Yeah. I just encourage everybody to follow
all of these people.
Of these men. Like, E.T., start
wives.
With E.T.
Follow
the wives. Yeah. Follow them. Follow... Yeah. If you are a person that wants to live, you know what I'm saying? A different life, a different mentality,
a different of what exists.
Yeah.
Like if you know, higher.
If you don't want to conform, if you don't want to just.
To what this world is making
complacent.
You believe you have to settle for or take, or they're all living proof of that.
And they're black millionaires, guys. Like these are black millionaires.
Financially successful.
Free.
Yeah.
Like financially free.
Yeah.
Has generational wealth.
Yeah.
Their kids were selling books. I bought the kids' books.
Yeah. Megan was like, well, how much is it?
I'm like,
here,
give me the book.
Give me the book. But their wives are with them. I don't ever see Toby without his wife. Even in his lyrics, y'all got to listen to this man's music. He's like, God saved me from them hoes. Like, he says it in his music. Like, them hoes wanted, thank you. Them hoes wanted me. Like, God said, I'm with my wife. Like, he talk about his wife and his that shit. I be listening to his music like, this shit is hard.
Miles Monroe, once again, one of my favorite people to quote, but he said that he would judge a man based off of the way the man loved his wife.
Wow.
He said, I judge men based off of the way they love their wife.
Wow.
And I used to hear also, because I'm a church kid, and I'm sure you heard this too, it was like, if you ever really want to know what a pastor is really like, watch his wife while he preaches.
Woo!
If she can receive from him, then you can.
Cause that, what's going on in that home?
What's going on in that home?
What is going on in that house?
When that wife ain't never on that front row?
Jesus. Lord have mercy.
When she's sitting there, she ain't got an amen?
Lord. Cause she don't believe what you saying.
Cause she know you.
Cause she knows you.
Mm. Oof. I be paying attention to stuff like that. I pay attention to the way wives respond to their men publicly.
Publicly.
Like this whole, like, I don't know if you guys follow, Tom Brady is married to Giselle. She's like a Victoria's Secret model. She's like a huge model in the modeling world. And there was like this commotion on social media. Not commotion, but like she had made a comment because he retired. And he's like the most, I don't know, he's like the biggest, I don't know anything about football, y'all, so whatever. But Tom Brady's like huge. Like he's older and he has all these accolades and championships and whatever. And he retired, but now he's back playing for a different team. And I guess the press noticed that she wasn't coming, like she didn't come to the game or something. And then she made a comment and was basically, it alluded, I don't know, can you look that up, Shekinah, what the quote was?
Tom Brady's wife.
Giselle, it was a recent quote, but basically she had said something like, you know, everybody has to find their own happiness. Like it gave a tone of like she wasn't super excited that he was back playing. Do you know what I mean? And I just think that that says a lot about
something. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The like dynamic. How
the dynamic.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
Of how a wife responds to her husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah. Like,
what is, when it's his birthday and she puts, you know, more life instead of you're the best, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it's Father's Day and she's like, the kids think you're amazing.
The kids.
The kids love you so much.
Oof.
Instead of like, you are
the apple of my eye.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you, that stuff says a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. How you represent your partner in public.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
And for a man to constantly, like those men did at the conference, talk about their wives, celebrate their wives, thank their wives, give honor to their wives.
Dee Dee is the only woman E.T. has ever been with.
And we're all scared of Miss Dee Dee.
What? I said, where's Dee
Dee? I have so much reverence for that woman, and I've met her once.
Once. She'd be like, hello?
And I'm like,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Is your daughter allowed to come to dinner with us? If it's no, it's fine.
No.
I get it. You probably don't want her to be around us.
You don't want to be around me. I twerk a little bit.
I get it.
Miss Dee Dee.
I got a filthy mouth.
She said, please take her.
And I said, oh.
She said, I trust her with y'all.
Oh, I said, woo, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I feel okay.
Come on, Jada.
Come
on. Hurry before she changed her mind.
And be good.
Don't do nothing. Don't tweet nothing.
Nothing. Pull your skirt down. Dee Dee.
But yeah, it exists. And once again, we do not know every single detail of everything that goes on in these people's household or their marriages. But this is the example. If you're going to be an example publicly, this is the example that I'm chasing after. And just like, you know, Tab said in that, I'm going to say it, the perception versus reality. Sometimes perception is needed because it gives you hope. We don't know every detail of behind the scenes.
Nor should you.
But people like that, I feel like their reality matches their perception pretty neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Especially when they expose when it wasn't so easy.
When it wasn't.
When I hear people speak about marriage in a way that it's too perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
There ain't, like,
something
ain't right about that. There's somebody on social media that irks me to a, ooh-wee. Oh, my God. Because it's like, that's too polished for
it's
me.
It's too polished.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
You ain't been, that ain't been tested yet. Mm-hmm. Like, women who are freshly married and got a whole how to be a perfect wife,
ooh,
and you've been
Lord.
Married for 2 years. Sweetie.
Baby.
Baby.
Give it a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all still dating.
Y'all ain't been, I was just about to say that. Y'all don't even know each other yet.
That ain't been tested yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't been through, nothing yet. You ain't that. What are you? You ain't been. You haven't been through anything yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care how much it took to get to where y'all are.
Yeah. After that marriage.
When you're married, there is a different.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. It is different.
Yeah.
And you ain't no expert in 2 years.
Yeah.
You ain't no expert in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just not. It needs to be it needs to be tested and tried and gone through some things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when people speak of it in a way where it's too perfect, I'm always like,
nah.
Something ain't right about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something ain't right about that. Because all the marriages that I admire, they talk about how rough that shit was.
Yeah.
Denzel, his wife, are real about
rough
what they...
patch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People who've been married for a long time, they went through some stuff.
Mm-hmm. And still are.
And still
they're learning how to maneuver through it. It's never going to be perfect. I'm sure Jamal and Camille going through stuff to this day.
Yeah.
But they're making the effort and learning how to maneuver through it. And they have a community of like-minded people
that are
holding them accountable.
So important.
Of course, your man can't get his shit together because he's out with everybody that is just frivolously running through life, and his community isn't solid. His village isn't solid. Like, they have a community of people holding them accountable. Like we said previously, like how CJ was like, all right, ET, like, that's your type.
I love that they talk about that.
They talk about it.
I love that
because
they said
that. Because
it's
real. Yeah, they're men. They're still humans.
I'm like that with you, all right, B.
Yep.
You three shots in. If that don't text that nigga, because if he texts you back...
We in the same city. Yep. I'm going to be the getaway driver.
With Gucci fishnet tights on.
In the airport.
In the airport.
Jesus. That was so fun. I don't regret a thing. If you ain't got that swing, do-wop, 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 do-wop.
Booty. On to that.
Girl, I wish. That was fun, though. We got out of there. See, I know my limits.
No, you don't.
I got to have my friend with me, and she has to go.
What?
If I'm going to go see a nigga, my friend has to be with me, and she has to have to go. And the friend has to be you.
Because you're the only one that got to go.
You're the only one that ever got to go. All my other friends be like, all right, we can stay. No, bitch, we have to go.
You ain't got no son. I got a baseball game, bitch. No, that would be Megan every damn week.
Every week. She's like, if I miss Jonah's game, baby. Ooh, I was so terrified. When I say terrified, I was at the airport in a Dolce & Gabbana lace dress with cheetah boots.
Cheetah boots.
And she had on
fishnets.
Fishnets from Gucci. It looked like we just left. We were in Vegas, mind you. So people
just leave the club.
People probably didn't care as much as we cared. It's like it's Vegas, duh. But we were like, we're in the airport.
Prancing.
I got Dasher and Vixen.
Fuck.
Prancer.
Prancing.
Prancing. We made it. I was at the game like, go, Jonna.
Your mom almost killed me.
I wanted to cry. I was like, please, please, please.
Please. You gave me your flight. You were like, take it.
Literally. Oh, my God. So, y'all,
we're
going to end this episode with breaking down the lyrics. Because y'all loved it when we did, what was it, Donnell Jones?
Yeah.
We did Donnell. And
do you know that there's a part two to that song? Someone sent it to me.
Was it good?
I didn't listen to it.
Damn. I wonder what happens. You're like, bitch, I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I'm like, tell me.
But somebody did tell me, they were like, there's a part two to that song. And I was like, really?
Y'all loved when we break down the lyrics. So we're about to break down the lyrics. That video is hilarious.
It's well enough. Do you have the lyrics? Oh, this was Giselle's quote. Yeah.
Oh.
That was crazy to me. Ooh, when your partner don't have your back publicly. Ooh,
Jesus.
That is rough.
Because something's going on.
That's hard. And when you have to now break loyalty publicly, you have had all
you can take.
And it's like, you're not going to hear me unless other people start echoing what I'm saying.
Right. Somebody else got to get in your ear with me. Yeah. That's hard.
people don't realize how much sacrifice you have to do.
You want to talk about that quote? You want to read it?
No, I'm I was just thinking, like, you just don't realize how much sacrifice that is. Because I was listening to the Joe Button podcast, and they were talking about this situation. And they were basically, with Giselle and Tom Brady, and they were basically saying, like, who's being selfish in the situation? Because the way they broke it down, and again, I don't know shit about sports, but the way they broke it down, it was like he could potentially play another year and then be like an owner of a team. And they were looking at it like as a man, like I'm like this close to billions. You know what I mean? But you're missing.
That's what she said. I would like for him to be more present.
We have kids, bro.
She's like, I'm not
worried about that.
I'm worried about my family.
And he's like, but I'm one more year. But how many times has he said one more year?
One more year. A little more. Yeah.
And it wasn't like she's bomb. Her net worth.
She's successful.
Hundreds of millions.
Super successful.
So it's not like y'all need it. And then it's like, what's more important? You're going to set up generational wealth for generations that you're never going to see, and even the ones that you have now, you're not spending time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's such a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And it takes true partnership to be able to do that.
Yeah.
On both. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I don't know where I land on that.
Yeah.
Because I've been that wife, and now I'm kind of in the position where I'm...
Entrepreneurship,
in that Tom Brady position where I'm like... You know what I mean?
You feel both.
I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel that.
Yeah.
It's hard. And, you know, but my kids are, I don't know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Until they're 18, every year feels important.
Right. Right.
It just doesn't matter.
Right. They're kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just understood. I could just feel that.
Yeah.
But anyway. So by the time this episode is out, this video has been out for a while.
Right.
Probably a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
The album has been out for a few months.
Yeah.
The Kendrick Lamar album, Big Stepper.
But we saw the video. We cried together. Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Page. That's how
Taylor
you say
Page,
her name?
Yeah. She's an actress, I believe, right?
She killed
it. And a dancer.
It.
Yeah, she killed it.
She killed it. But we're just going to break down these lyrics because if y'all haven't seen the video, please go watch it. The ending is just phenomenal. And I remember... I have never been in a relationship this verbally toxic, but I have been like, fuck you, nigga. I've definitely said that to
a man. I've felt that before. I've never said
it. I've definitely verbalized
it. But everything she said, I have said that in my head. I have said that in my head.
I don't think any guy I've dated has ever been like, you bitch. Like, people really talk like
to each other.
And then lay down together at night. You bitch. Fuck you, nigga. Yo, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Like, that, I've never experienced it on that level, but I've definitely been like, shut the fuck up. I've definitely said, shut the fuck, like, even that, I would never, ever say that to a man in who I am now.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever
shut
say that.
Shut the fuck up to a man, like.
Or fuck you.
Fuck you. Shut
I
the fuck
never.
Up.
I could never.
I've definitely said that before in my younger ages, like in my early 20s.
I don't know if I've ever said that before, but I know I've thought it. I'm not saying I haven't said it.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't recall a time where I was like, fuck you. I don't, you know, but I definitely have fully said a fuck you in my heart. Like,
in my heart.
It passed my head. I fully meant that.
In my
fuck
heart.
You.
Fuck you.
For sure.
Yeah. But the fact that people have this dialogue and it is their norm. Like, you guys, this is not a healthy...
Even the way they were maneuvering around the house. She's just moving.
Taking him
arguing,
behind his,
arguing
in his ear.
With each other.
He took her keys.
And they
you gonna be like, I'm gonna be late for work, nigga. Okay? Like, just getting under each other. That's not healthy.
That's
and
not
it's
healthy.
So normal. Watching that video was like, yeah. This exists. This is this is real too. As all the lovey-dovey stuff we talked about, the stuff that we're yearning for and we believe exists, this also exists. And you get to choose your reality. You get to choose that. You know, and
Even without the cussing, though, that energy has existed for me, right. 100%.
Right.
Chasing each other from room to room, or me chasing. I've never been chased from room to room, but I have been the one chasing room to room. Like, wow. No, like.
We going to talk about
he's
this.
He's trying to. Yeah. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. No, da, 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 da. And then another thing. Da, 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 da. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. You shut the fuck up. Me Man. Telling me to shut the fuck up.
Yep.
You know, like that energy has still existed for me without being like verbally
demeaning,
abusive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that energy definitely has been real for me.
Yeah. But just watching the video made it so like, damn, like the man nor the woman. Like I felt bad for her, but I also felt bad for him. Like both. Like it's like.
It was the hitting below the belt. I should have fucked your nigga or
I should have fucked your cousin. Or, yeah. What you say? He called her bitch so many times in that song. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Bitch. It's like, that is not okay. I am looking at whoever is. That is like you, young, beautiful black woman that is watching this video.
That is not okay.
And that is not normal. And that I know we normalize it like, yeah, that's my bitch. Like, that's my bitch. Like. No, no, that is not okay.
And don't let a man make you feel like because you say it to your homegirls it's okay for him to say it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think that that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a white person be like, nigger.
Yeah.
And then, you, man, nigga, what's up? Like, we know the meaning behind both. We really, if we want to get deep, shouldn't be using either.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just like, bitch, what's up? My bitch. We really shouldn't be using
there are
either.
Better words
there
to use.
There are better words to use than nigga and bitch. But don't, there's a difference between you and your homeboys using nigga than a white man being like, that nigga, that nigger, right? So it's the same thing with the word bitch.
It's your
you
heart
and your
posture.
Homegirl. Yeah. It's your heart posture. What
it's
you
just
mean
like that,
beside,
that
behind
TikTok,
it.
That TikTok thing that was going around where it was like, say this, but in different ways. It was like,
oh,
be surprised and say it. Be sad and say it. Be mad and say it.
What you mean behind the same words.
Yeah, it's the
words.
Feeling that you have behind the same thing. Like, I could be like, girl, bitch.
Bitch.
And then I could be like, this bitch got me. And it's different.
It's different.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say that either is okay. I'm just saying there is a difference.
Correct. So don't make it seem like it's okay because it's not.
And men, like, honestly, if you are not okay with someone speaking to your daughter that way, your mother that way, your sister that way, that...
Then don't call your girl a bitch. It's just that simple. It's that simple. Because y'all be having baby girls, and y'all, the way you treat your girl, you would never want somebody to treat your daughter like
that.
The
way men switch when they have daughters is insane. It's like, oh, so you are capable.
You're capable.
You just don't like me.
Ooh.
You just don't want to do that for me. But it exists in you because I've watched how men love their daughters.
What?
Treat them like, ooh, I mean,
what?
Like glass. They are so fragile with them. They treat them as if they could shatter in any moment.
Wow.
Based off of how they speak to them.
Wow.
They will talk rough to their son and immediately their daughters, it's okay, baby.
Wow.
But tell their wives,
bitch.
Oh, well, like, or she could be crying and you're like, that's your fault. I'm like, oh, so you just don't love me. Got it.
Got it.
Because that exists in
you. Noted. You know what it's like to treat somebody.
I cannot stand that.
Yeah, it exists in you.
When I see a man treat his daughter one way and be mean to his wife, that is a thing for me. Or their children in general.
Yeah.
You're so patient with your children, so loving with your children, so understanding.
Above and
so
beyond. Yeah.
A nigga could cuss you out upstairs, walk downstairs, and be like, how's daddy's baby?
Like, you're a psychopath.
I'm like, ooh. Oh my God.
That's that.
Ooh. It's get off me.
It's that get off me. It's that spirit. Because that little sloth thing that bitch had.
Ooh, it was a sloth.
Look at me. That bitch, that was a bitch. She That wasn't like a homegirl bitch. That was a bit
that
demonic
bitch.
That was like a ooh.
Ooh-wee. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Lazy.
Ooh. Ooh.
No, like, Ashley is like, no. Ashley said, off. Pray over me right now.
It was
now.
Off.
It was off when the moment we said it. Yeah,
it wasn't on you.
She's like, I'm just making sure. All right, let's do these lyrics.
That's so
quick.
Funny because that happened to Vina one time at a comedy show. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you
the
remember
lady
that?
Touched her that or was prophesying or
doing
trying to hold her hands. Vina was like, Vina don't
came
pay that.
Out of that robe.
She took the robe off.
She said, ooh, Vina get off. Like, she's like, ooh. She said, I can't do that.
Ooh, all this.
Said,
touching
all these
my
spirits,
hands.
All these spirits.
All these spirits. That shit is real, y'all. Don't play with that.
That is real.
You knew exactly what she did and you didn't even see it.
Mm-hmm. Get off me.
Get it off.
Get it off.
We prayed that off quick.
Cause them demons gotta go somewhere. And it's not on me.
Baby.
You gonna have to go. You might have to find some pigs and put them in there. That's what Jesus did. He cast the things in the
pork. Look at you.
Ooh. Oh! We cannot eat pork, y'all.
Yeah. Megan said, ooh! Jesus put him in a swine.
He did. He did. When he cast him, the legion of demons out of that man, he put them in pigs.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
All that energy.
Ooh, Jesus. Oh, my God. A legion of demons.
Not a legion. Is that like a village?
And they had to go somewhere, so he put them in the pigs.
Lord have mercy. And them pigs had pigs. And them pigs had pigs. Ooh. And them pigs had pigs.
And them pigs was on my plate.
I am 15 generations into eating them demons.
Legion bacon.
Oh, you see how deep this
shit
is?
Oh, my God. And my kids love. What I tell you on a Sunday... We tear
Jonah.
Up some bacon.
All them legions.
I can't do it no more. I don't think I can do that. Hold me accountable. All of y'all, hold me accountable. Don't send me nothing. Never mind. Y'all in this room, hold me accountable. Not y'all. I don't need no...
accountability from y'all.
I don't need y'all to be blowing
on
up my DMs. And being
well,
like,
you said you wasn't going to eat the legions.
Jesus. The legion. Crispy legion.
Crispy legion. Kind of write that down.
That's crazy.
That's a good clip.
We're done.
Now, did you want to do the song?
I mean,
we should.
You wanted to break down the lyrics?
That's what we were supposed to do.
I mean,
she makes it. We're done.
What's? I don't
we
have.
We ain't
to,
gonna be able to make it through this in a good amount of time.
Mm-mm.
They got to come back next week. We're gonna do this at the top of the episode.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Oh, we have to break down.
I
this song.
Swear I'm tired of these emotional ass, ungrateful ass bitches. And you want to know what's crazy? I really believe that men feel that way.
They are.
They feel that we're ungrateful. There's something in my eye. Yeah. I feel that they feel that way. I know that they feel that way.
We're going to break it down on the next episode.
Okay.
Y'all have to watch part two for this. Y'all got to come back next week and we're going to break it.
I don't know. Maybe we should only break it down for Patreon.
Okay.
Okay, Patreon.
Sorry, we'll do it on Patreon.
Close fam on Patreon. We're going to break
on
down these
Patreon.
Lyrics just for y'all, okay?
Gonna,
so if you want to hear it,
go
to our Patreon.
We Cry Together by Kendrick Lamar, just how we did with the Donnell Jones song. Let me tell y'all how to start off. We're going to break it down, give you our opinion. We're going to talk about this relationship. This is a toxic relationship. It started off just like this. I swear I'm tired of these emotional ass, ungrateful ass bitches.
Unstable ass,
confrontational
ass,
dumb
bitches.
You want to bring a nigga down even when I'm trying to do... Ooh! Trying to do right. We could go our separate ways right now. You could move on with your life. I swear to God. Fuck you, nigga.
Okay. Okay. You want to do it on here?
All right.
Ooh. Ooh, Jesus. I am triggered.
So this gonna drop on this dropping on Tuesday. This need to drop on Patreon
for sure. Fuck you, nigga. You love a pity party.
You
love.
That's why I'm like.
That's
yo,
why they decided to say
like
wah,
your
wah,
shit
wah,
don't
bitch,
stink, motherfucker. Grow up.
What'd she say? Cry, I'm crying like a baby? Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion. Y'all, you see Megan don't know. Megan Trainor.
Megan the horseback. It's
We breaking this down on Patreon. Y'all, go to our Patreon. We are going to break this down. New episodes, extra episodes, exclusive content drops on Patreon on Fridays.
Patreon? Neither one of us can talk. We are so frazzled.
Worked up.
All right, y'all. We love you.
We love you guys.
Thanks for joining us on another episode.
This was great. We never shot in New York before. I liked it, little vibe.
It's so nice. We need our own studio.
We need our own mansion.
We need our own lives. It's weirdos. Ooh, I found a new vacation spot. I've never been on vacation, but it might be cool for you to go to soon.
No, you committed. You said out of your mouth that we were going to start traveling next year.
The heart of the mouth speaks.
Jesus. All right, love you guys. Thank you for watching this episode. And
see you next week.
See you next week. Patreon, breaking down the lyrics. Kendrick Lamar, We Cry Together is on Patreon. Go subscribe now.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.